Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Richie Rich from the 415, and I'm giving a shout to my people at Off the Cuff Radio, the best show out on Friday nights. Keep knocking these busters' heads off, you feel me?
Hey, yo, this is Fleetwood from the Cotton Pickers, and right now, you're tuned in to Off the Cuff Radio. Bim.
Hey, this is Anais Lauren giving a shout out to Eric King the Ruler, OTG, and the whole Guild team.
Hey, it's Girl Coco Filipina from MC Rap Scene and Turnt Tuesday. And I'm giving a big shout out to King Eric, Miss Chinchilla, Sandman off of Off the Cuff Radio. You are now tuned in.
Coney. It's Coney Brooks, the King of New York, and I want to give a shout-out to Off the Cuff Radio, the Gang Team, and Da Vinci Clothing for the love and support. Let's kill them in 2018, you heard?
Yo, what's good with it? This your boy, Big Prodigy, from the South Central Cartel. I'm just kicking back, chilling, listening to my homeboys on Off the Cuff Radio. Turn that shit up.
These West Coast niggas taking banging to be a game. Taking these tooth-to-wear khaki suits, flaming the flame. But I'm one of your lope, y'all best to watch y'all steps. It ain't the same thing to gang bang and claim the set. Wet is what you get when niggas let them tricks rip. For no reason at all, just cause they want a set trip. So run up with your gun up, Trady, Snoop Dogg, Goldie. I'm a East Side, East Coast neighborhood parolee. From the yard where the land push the lines and pull guards. Life is get head and riders pull the whole guards. Tracy walked a few laps. True, perhaps he had to shoot back. Violated, tell me where he do that. PC'd up, protected, and check it. For the record, good looking, throwing EC up. That's the turf, and all they gave it up all around the earth. Truth hurts, the best holler for this shit.
We
get
take
worse.
It personal, cause we really from the streets. Niggas know we the road.
It's time to buckle up and keep it cracking. These niggas backwards. See, I'm crazier than a motherfucker, young plus a bastard. And it's not a joke, dog or loke. You get smoked by the young wood spitting that shit. That'll make you joke, so don't provoke or inhale the pistol smoke. Cause once the pistol flow, you gon' hit the floor. I'm leaving them sore, dead in blood puddles. When I roll the fake, I ignore them. We can suit up and go to war. I got 50 niggas strapped, loaded for combat. And I got all my niggas back with banana clips and Macs. I thought I told y'all before, when G's hit the dough, these bitch niggas get scared and handcuffed they hoes. But I'ma serve them like they're supposed to be served. Bitch hit the curve unless you're trying to put the key in your purse and get to work. I bang the road, ho, and that's for show. Dough, and if you're harder, put your money on the fleet.
We so take it personal, cause we really run the streets. Niggas know we the road.
Yeah. Now who's down Bubba and Eminem when there's millions of us struggling, trying to get in? That's ugly. Them busters rap good.
That's why you got to dome their ass like they crossed out the hood.
Hood check, what's happening with DJ Quick?
Yeah, his beat be tight, though. Man, fuck that bitch.
Now, who discovered Bubba and Eminem? I've been a snap, Drake back, crack Timberland. Knuckle up, truck him with me. The G-Rider, banging through to the west. The fool tell me I better pump them brakes. And watch yourself, cause the wrong new inmate is bad for your health. Come to the office, there's a picture of Diddy. In a ballerina fit with pink chucks and titties.
Boy,
fuck that girl for what he did to shine. I feel his mama saying that we doing hard
time. We take it personal, cause we really from the streets. Niggas know we the road.
Can't believe you niggas is still breathing, but that's so temporary. For now I'm with your mama fucking the whole missionary. Then I'ma have your granny holding the obituary. And please believe me, that obituary. I'm also when I'm talking shit, I walk and spit, I stalked and I'm off your clip. This boss that off a clip, off me quick. And all y'all can trip, get lit off a stick to this holocaustic shit. But whoever hit me up, I'm willing to bet you a grand next time you be throwing.
sewing your hood up with a prosthetic hand. Where the fuck Simon find these vultures who specialize in torture? Yeah. Just like ancient Chinese culture. They could steal somebody's kid, drill somebody's crib, walk in the party like we just peeled somebody's wig. Grab some lights up if they ain't fucking with putting them out. Bitch, stick camel foot in your mouth. I'm insane to the jugular vein, and when I die, see me giving up untouchable game. Other side trying to ride on the eye, letting crackers speak for faggot, but speak to me and sleep with maggots, motherfucker.
We really from the streets, and we ride with the M.O.B. Money over bitches, and some of you niggas is bitches too. And what you gonna do when we come for you? This is not you well, this is Dahlia, and you know it's true. That I roll with the roll, and you know that we down for show. And if you fuck with us, you might get a slug in your throat, baby. You don't know me, cause I be the D, and you know we go real deep. You know we run the game, and you know bitches be on all my niggas jogs, yeah. So stop riding that. Oh shit, I lost. I dropped the mic, drop the mic. Niggas know we the wrong.
Like they got on a dress and shit. When a real nigga get to a dress and shit, we all think y'all impressing with that facade. Not the niggas I'm pressing with. I charge, y'all just banging them bitches with both big heads, the brains and the britches. Already explained it explicitly. What happened with me, Wayne and the whiskey. In the shadow of death, they got to go live. On the set, I begged the homie not to go live. I could've moved so right, go wrong. But what I'm gonna do with a typhoon on? What else but behave myself? Wouldn't lie about it now to y'all to save my health. Just felt it was something that I needed to mention. Love the media, but I ain't need the attention. I'm trying to grind, man. I got a migraine. I just need to know what's your problem. All the time, man. This is my thing. I'm a boss, but what's your problem? Do you feel me? They want to kill me, but please do tell. What's your problem? I'm a felon, they be telling, so I'm yelling. What's your problem?
I'm trying to break the bread, dice the dough, slice it slow with a flow so nice to know.
Pay attention, such a small price for the truth.
Lexus coupe, I pulled up with shites from the dudes. Some hard lessons get learnt out west. Most of my homies are shirked out mess.
Ignorant, stupid, burnt out, yeah.
Just thanks to the camera, things turned out bad.
Ain't mad, but that's the only way they got that pass.
If on crib, the food chain would've got that ass.
Not to whooping the baby, kissing the kid. I was strictly concerned with the diss that he did. I'm too cool with too many dime moves.
New booty, wanna be rules, gon' give me my dude.
N-H-E-C, two in the thun tip-top. But on anything, my first love, hip-hop.
I'm trying to grind, man. I got a migraine. I just need to know
what's your problem.
All the time, man. This is my thing. I'm a boss, but
what's your problem?
Do you feel me? They wanna kill me, but please do tell.
What's your problem?
I'm a felon, they be telling, so I'm yelling.
What's your problem?
They call me wild, say I'm all about my street files. Meanwhile, I'm getting thousands for freestyle.
Hey, Mac and Benjamin, businessman.
And I been with the businessman.
Tried, tested, pressed, and proved. Can't judge me by the next man move.
Never will the best from the left land lose. I ain't one of them bodies on the webcam, dude.
I'm a first of the month, needed up front money. Getting tight, nigga, never been a stunt dummy. Try to let him kick it, but he punch funny. Can't imagine what more he could want from me. For you, the future don't look bright, look. You at the end of the tunnel when the light broke.
Wasn't on the roster, it might have been harder.
But shit started with vodka in my vitamin water.
I'm trying to grind, man. I got a migraine. I just need to know
what's your problem.
All the time, man. This is my thing. I'm a boss, but
what's your problem?
Do you feel me? They want to kill me, but please do tell.
What's your problem?
I'm a felon, they be telling, so I'm yelling.
What's your problem?
mean, we had a great time. I mean, but he's just seems like he's got something that's not quite clear.
Oh, no, because I let her lick my ass. She thinks I'm gay.
That's the problem.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I'll never do it again.
You say don't let anybody lick
your
ass.
Yeah, no one like that. No one that'll go on television and say something crazy.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
When I wake up in the morning, I'ma smoke, getting my loc on, getting my loc on, counting money all day while I smoke, getting my loc on, getting my loc on. Before I lay down at night, I'ma smoke, getting my loc on, getting my loc on. For death row, niggas know I'm the loc steady, getting my loc on, getting my loc on. Yeah, your unit used to be so exclusive, but it's over. Stay up out the studio, it's useless. They say you gay, and your excuses. Vivica used to do your booty hole abusive. Grew up confused, your mom's kissing a bitch. It's what nobody paying attention. I've been listening, Fifth. Explain how you manage such a feminine pitch, dealing with them huge genital zits with that infinite itch. Buck Jenner got the whole inner city sick. Fuck, nigga, all this time you been on Diddy Dick, idiot. I know what a nigga witty with, and evidently y'all gorillas on some shitty shit. Keep it a buck 50, still fuck with buck 50. Boy, that black eye looking worse than a buck 50. I could give a fuck 50. Fuck 50, FDR fast lane, doing about a buck 50. When I wake up in the morning, I'ma smoke, getting my loc on, getting my loc on, counting money all day while I smoke, getting my loc on, getting my loc on. Before I lay down at night, I'ma smoke, getting my loc on, getting my loc on. For death row, niggas know I'm the loc steady, getting my loc on, getting my loc on. Let me find out, instead of putting your pickle in her poodle, you got sprung on her tongue, tickling your tutor. Click the computer, could this shit get any cuter? Cuz celebrate getting shot, the low kick it with the shooters. How the fuck is Buck fucking with the nay-nays of the day? Seen him on the internet fucking with shenanigans. No phony, push the yayo in the cush, no Tony. Never throw the homie yayo in the bush, you a pussy boy. We all thought he was a pimp, cause he talk with a lisp and walk with a limp. Rest in peace to Chris Lighty. But one question, Curtis, when the fuck the gangsters ever start investigating murders? Feeling fruity? Miss Fox, bitch, signed your booty. Now you're popping champagne with 6ix9ine to Coochie. Don't miss this movie, I'm controlling the whole shit. On this whole nigga head for all that trolling and whole shit. When I wake up in the morning, I'ma smoke, getting my loc on, getting my loc on. Counting money all day while I smoke, getting my loc on, getting my loc on. Before I lay down at night, I'ma smoke, getting my loc on, getting my loc on. For death row, niggas know I'm the loc steady, getting my loc on, getting my loc on.
Yo, it's brand new Chucks.
Let them say what they wanna say. Fuck haters. Do me and my brand new Chuck Taylor. Say that bullshit for much later. My mind ain't on nothing but payday.
One for the money, two for the interest. Honeys holler at the truth for the inches. Problem is, I don't be hollering back. I'm all about a dollar in the sack. I ain't got a number saved. She grown, but a bank account underage. Unstable, stable as strays. Last thing I wanna raise. Hippin' pays, but no time for runaways. Been blessed with a gift and it goes. Bow swift to stick him up stiff in the stove. Off parole, they ain't got the right to raise. He swole, but I still fight the fade. But he know I'm good with the fifth though. So what would he wanna go in this for? Tell your hoe, she gotta let my dick go. Don't hate. Baymax, get
low. Don't say what they wanna say. Fuck haters. Do me and my brand new Chuck Taylor. Say that bullshit for much later. My mind ain't on nothing but paper. Don't say what they wanna say. Fuck haters. Do me and my brand new Chuck Taylor. Say that bullshit for much later.
shows. Like the fingerprints behind the gloves though. Ski mask only had two holes, but they own me, I don't know who told. I'm the one they really wanna get, so it's like on your mark, you're set, go. It depends on the evidence, Linux fine. If the loco make it to the finish line, the felon can't fail, it ain't feasible. That's what the 4-5 IDs are for. Can't imagine the time that I might be if one of these square niggas cite me. Shoot at the poles if they chase the truck. Jump out on foot, let them chase the truck. Give a fuck, long as they lay tight, I'm cool, I know what jail food tastes like.
Say what they wanna say. Fuck haters, who me and my brand new Chuck Taylors. Say that bullshit for much later. My mind ain't on nothing but papers. Say what they wanna say. Fuck haters, who me and my brand new Chuck Taylors. Say that bullshit for much later. My mind ain't on nothing but papers.
What's the deal, y'all? This your boy King Eric the Great, and you're now tuning in to episode 209 of Off the Cuff Radio. And we on the line, we have a man who is stranger to no controversy at all. Someone who is certified within this industry. He rolled with the hardest crews during their heyday, from Death Row Records to G-Unit Records. Never to bite his tongue, and never afraid to speak truth to power. And big shout out to my man Pittsburgh Pat for making this connection. What's all welcome, Spider Loaf, to the show, y'all?
Whoop.
What it do,
what it
bro?
Do, what it do not? Hey, man, I appreciate that introduction, man. That was humbling, man.
Definitely, man. I mean, you've been putting it down for almost a decade and a half, so we got to let our audience know that you've been a heavy focus
right
on the West Coast. And we're going to give everybody an introduction on who you are, what you're about, and how you keep it real, and how solid you are.
I appreciate that.
But nevertheless, this is an exclusive episode, and this episode will be up on the air on Sunday night. And it will be on YouTube, SoundCloud, all over. But anyway, to get this thing started, how's everything going with you these days, bro?
Oh, man, things are beautiful, man. Can't complain. Complaining ain't never changed nothing, no way. Take the good with the bad, the ups and the downs, and we keep on ticking, my nigga. Shit is beautiful.
Hey, all right, that's what I like to hear. Now, I read today on your Instagram that you got an album out called Baymac, and you got another joint called The Lost Tapes that you just put out a couple months ago. Can you tell us about those joints?
Be honest with you, the most current content I put out this year is called Politicking. And that's the most current up-to-date music that you can find from FBI. What I have begun to do through my Baymac independent label is re-releasing a lot of the music that I know was slept on that I released almost a decade ago or some over a decade ago. Baymac is one of those. The Lost Tapes is a compilation of records that didn't actually come out back during the G-Unit heyday. And 50 Cent was featured on a lot of those records. So at one point in the beginning of the year, I thought it'd be wise to release the Lost Tapes. Those are unreleased old records. Politicking was the latest up-to-date music that I released from today. And then Baymac is also a re-release. Bangadocious Volume 3 was a re-release from a decade ago. That was Young Buck's Funeral. And we put out Getting My Loc On is another current record. That's an up-to-date to record. So Politicking and Getting My Loc On is the most current content. The other recently released content are re-releases from back in the day to familiarize some of those who might not have got a chance to be up on some of that heat from back then.
You heard it first, man. Go ahead and get on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, all that stuff right there. Download that.
Yes, sir.
Politicking and the Lost Tapes. Now, for these projects here, you have any noteworthy features and producers on there?
Well, I mean, I feel like everybody that I would be humble, take my time to work with would be considered noteworthy. I kind of like know what you're getting at. So I would say, who would I mention? Daz Dillinger is on there. Fig Newton, Fastlane Fig. Who else I got on there? I got Compton AD, Slim 400. Compton's Most Wanted Chill did some production on there for me. My nigga Trey Legend, production by Silent J. I don't know if I'm forgetting anybody, but those are people that I feel honored to work with on the project.
And what, another thing I want to ask you is about your, like, how do you start rapping? Because you have that straightforward delivery. Like, it cuts no corner. Because you know a lot of rappers, they play with a lot of syllables and metaphors, but yours is just straightforward and to the point. Like, who inspired that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's a missight when you say the syllables, because I pride myself in being multi-syllabic. And that's one of my things. I do like to fuck with a lot of syllables. I like to do consonants. But my style is not like anything I can say that I can point to anything and say I got it from. I think my style as an artist generally came from me just appreciating the poetry process. I was more so about the message and the way the words related with each other. And when I first became a recording artist, I got in the process of recording a lot of rhymes that I already knew by heart on beats that they weren't written to. So I kind of got into a style of forcing my rhymes to fit on beats. And then when I began to actually write to records, I just do what comes natural. And the style that comes from there is just, it comes from that process. I don't really know how to describe what the style. I have things that I focus on in rhymes that I know people are not even paying attention to. I'm more into consonants than I am vowels. And I like to find a marriage in the relation in between the consonants when some people are still thinking about rhyming. Like, rhyming has kind of got boring. So I find all, like, little combinations and different things that go along with the consonants that if you start paying attention to my lyrics, that kind of likes what drives me. What really shocks me is a lot to find a peer of mine or a fan of mine appreciate a line of mine and not have any idea about why I wrote the line. I was only trying to make sense out of the line because I like the way the certain consonants related to each other. But it's some artistic mm-hmm. shit, I guess.
And how did you come up with the name Spider-Loke?
Well, I didn't actually come up with the name Spider-Loke. My name is Baby Spider from 97th Street. And that was a name given to me because it was first bestowed upon my brother. And just in the way of gangbanging process, I became a spider under Big Spider. And then somehow, I guess being around the G and the people and them hearing me calling myself the Loke, or perhaps referring to myself as Spider Loke once or twice, I don't know how my name became Spider Loke. I'm Baby Spider Loke from 97th Street. But I am the Loke, and I will continue to get my Loke on. Spider Loco.
That's what's up. So then you started rapping, and then you eventually get discovered by Suge Knight. And did he discover you were rapping, or did he hear word of mouth and put you on the team? Like, how did that process happen?
Well, actually, what happened, to be direct, was my big homie, Big Ant, rest in peace, was attending a meeting with a guy named Magic, who had a label called Done Deal Records. Big Magic. Magic and Big Ant was best friends. And while Magic was at his meeting attempting to get his business situated with Suge was describing the type of artist that he was interested in meeting. And I think when he was using when he was giving his description, he described somebody that he didn't have to worry about saving from his own homies in his hood or things of that nature, which prompted my big homie, Ant, rest in peace, to speak up and say, well, you need to meet my little homie. And subsequently, I got a phone call saying, hey, Suge want to meet you. So I went to where Suge was, and did my little thing, and it went from there.
Now, how much material did you think you recorded over there?
Tons of collabs, and then, you know, usually when you sign to a label, whether you guys realize it or not from the outside looking in, yeah, you do go to the studio and you record with the counterparts and with the label, but as an artist, you're constantly recording on your own whenever you get a chance, outside studios as well. So I was always in the process of creating music. But, you know, the last real situations I've realized being in a studio and recording for somebody and not being able to leave the studio with a copy of your music was fucking with Suge. So I don't even know how to estimate how many times we hung out hours and hours in the studio and jumped on a song. And it's no way to estimate, bro. With so many artists there, you had so many opportunities. We were just working.
And what was the, like, personal impression that you got with him for the first time, like, when you met him? Like, was he what people portray him to be, or was he pretty solid to you?
I mean, I shit, solid and what people portray them to be are not necessarily two different things. I've always seen think that Suge had a solid reputation, even with the shifiness people tried to tag on him. But, you know, Suge was like, my first impressions of him was majestic. He seemed bigger than life. He seemed like he was all that you thought he would be from, you know, the media's perception. I know one fun remembrance I have of Suge is, shit people don't know, he probably motivated the Maybach to be created, because when I met Suge had a gang of brand new Benzes with the passenger seat snatched out so he could sit in the back seat with his legs and stretch all the way up to the front.
Man. And this was around the time when he just got out, correct?
Yeah, Fred. He wasn't out 30 days okay. When I met him.
Yeah, this was around the time where he was just rebuilding the label.
Correct. Attempting to.
Okay.
And they never quite get it built.
And I kind of think, and at that time period, I think it was also a case where a lot of people were just scared to deal with y'all because of the stigma and the reputation.
Of course.
Didn't that play like a role in like him not getting himself back in and you guys weren't getting out there?
Oh, of course, definitely. I believe that played a role. But, you know, a lot of things that we don't see is a lot more personal than they actually come out in the public to be. And, you know, Suge's success was based on relationships that he made in offices. And I think his lack of success was a result of deterioration of the same relationships. So, you know, a lot of times it comes out in the public and it looks like, oh, it's because of this, it's because of that. But Suge was a hard ass when he was on top of the game.
Oh, yeah.
Relationship deteriorated with the people that was making that pop. Being a hard ass didn't work no more.
Mm-hmm. And after that, eventually that didn't happen. And after when you get picked up by G-Unit, and for the people that are just wondering, like, how did you get a part of that and how did that connection happen? Because people see and hear you around, but they don't recognize and know the full story.
I happened to be in Atlanta, Georgia, with an individual that knew Young Buck. And when he became aware of my musical aspirations, he let me know when Young Buck got around us, he was going to make Young Buck very accessible to me. And when Young Buck hit town, the nigga kept his word. And I ended up being around Young Buck with the opportunity to display what I was able to do. He was impressed to the point where he made the opportunity for me to meet 50 Cent. And it went from there.
Mm-hmm. And you came in around the time.
Shout out my nigga Sebo from Casual.
Definitely Sebo. One of my favorite MCs, a matter of fact. He won still
no,
on the coldest
rapper,
out in the West.
Not the rapper. I ain't talking about the rapper. I'm talking about Sebo.
Oh, the rapper.
Casual.
Okay, okay.
He's actually a comedian and an actor. And we starting a podcast currently called The Black Box. He's gonna be a personality on my podcast. He actually introduced me to Young Buck day one.
Okay, had to clear that up right there.
Yeah.
But then you came in there around.
You know what's funny? One time I was riding with Buck, and the nigga Sebo, the rapper, called my phone, and I hung up, and I guess Young Buck kind of like could tell I was talking to Sebo, the rapper. And that nigga, like, he was like, man, that's Sebo, the bald head nut. That nigga, like, he wanted to get Sebo's head from over the phone, my nigga, dead homies. And then next thing you know, this nigga, he advertised Sebo for the BG Unit South and all that. That nigga jumped on Sebo nuts so hard. Every Crip nuts he seen, that nigga was on them hard. Dead homies.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we going to definitely get deep into that. We got Spider Loco on the line, man. One of the hitters from G-Unit West, Bill Wilford.
G-Unit Crip.
There you go.
It's G-Unit Crip.
G-Unit Crips.
There you go.
Hell yeah. So then you came in. Now, did you come in around the time where Game was there, or was he had left afterwards?
Nah, he was still there.
Okay. And did you two, like, you know, were y'all cool? Are y'all pretty much cool before this whole thing went down?
We was cool.
Okay.
We was cool. It just got to a point where me and my niggas was G-Unit Crippin', and he was G-United. That just don't mix in the same town. It was just as simple as that.
And, you know, and in this current era, we know we live in the era where people are pretty much, they do shit for the gram, and they do everything for clout chasing, and people don't understand the ramifications of how serious a lot of beefs could be. So can you care to explain how, was that whole beef between 50 and Game, like, was it beyond some rap shit, or was it, you feel, was just something that just...
Well, you saw that the headlines, you saw the incidents that took place, the violence.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even a question for you to have to substantiate that. We all know, just looking on the outside, looking in, it went deeper than just, I seen that shit with Mike F. You was out there? So that's your home. No, ain't 50 out there? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I feel like any friend of mine, we share the same enemy. I don't kick it with niggas that kick it. But my mama, homie.
Nigga showed up.
I don't give a fuck, homie. You got videotape. You showing it like it's cool. It's your dice. He playing with your dice.
Man,
I don't even want. I don't want to hear him. I'm working right now, my nigga. You so off. You showing me that shit for what, bro? Yeah, I'm my bad. What'd you say?
Oh, yeah, I thought you were talking to me. I was like, what is happening?
No, not you.
Yeah, I was asking you now. I was asking you about the whole thing with 50 and G-Unit. Was it beyond? Did it go beyond? Because a lot of people, they kind of say that.
It went way beyond.
Oh, this
obviously went way beyond, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's real obvious.
Okay.
It went way beyond.
Yeah, because that's one of the reasons why when we have people on air, we want everything to get clarified, because a lot of people, they want to spin
the narrative.
No, but
you know, you don't
want to. Stuff.
You got to be responsible, because you know it's news. We just seen a nigga get double life, my nigga. Come on, homie, you know that
right.
Shit went way beyond.
Mhm.
So either you trying to clarify, or you trying to be messy, my nigga.
Okay, I got you. And you heard that? It was real deal. Don't even ask that.
You didn't heard it. You didn't heard it. I didn't say nothing was real deal. We all saw. We seen headlines.
Mm-hmm.
Them niggas been making headlines for years. Nigga, it's been shootings at Hot 97. Nigga, that shit ain't no secret.
Right. There you go. So now we're going on with 40 Glock and your relationship. What's your current standing with him right now?
Yeah, that nigga's a hoe, cuz. You see how he marked out, too, my nigga. Nigga scared of the truth. Fuck him, my nigga. I stand on the truth and the real, my nigga. I was the only nigga out here vouching for that nigga, my nigga. And then he had the opportunity to be on the spot when he didn't know what was going to happen and keep it real. And he tucked his tail.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck him. He could ride with the niggas he's trying to support. The niggas he trying to keep his name up, ride with that shit. Fuck up.
And it's crazy how, because you came out at the time, y'all had the Graveyard Shift mixtape and all that stuff. And it's just
he
unfortunate.
He did a gang of shit affiliated with that project as well. First time I ever been experienced being censored was affiliating with 40 Glock in that project.
And then another question I have, this was confusing to me myself, because, you know, perhaps since you was inside in, because he had a song out, like, you know, the Where the Hammer's At, and 50 came out later on. Now, was there a situation where 50 just finessed him out of his song?
I mean, I don't know if you call it finesse or if he just took it. I don't know
what
finesse about, yo, send me that instrumental and then put my own version out and having you thinking I'm going to remix your record and doing my own version. Now, if you call that finesse, that's finesse. But I'm going to just tell you what happened. Nigga told him to send me the beat. 40 Glock was under the impression that Cuz was going to remix his record. And then we see what happened. Because 40 Glock just two-tracked the record and rapped on the beat. It wasn't no beat he never paid for. So I know how 50 get out. I done recorded music, turned it in. He approved it like he liked it, asked me to send in an instrumental. Next thing I know, he done got in touch with the producer, the people singing on the hook, flew him out to Connecticut, did an upgraded whole nother version of the record.
And during that time period, was this where you was also working on the West Kept Secret album?
Man, the West Kept Secret album was done in 06, ready for the shelf, according to Curtis Jackson.
Okay.
So any recording I did after 06 was not for that album. It was for anything subsequently to follow up.
And is there any possible way where we could possibly see like a release of that soon? Like, you have any like mass recordings?
That shit is shot through the shit. Man, that shit has been here, there, records here, put there. That shit is no more, man. I'm gonna need you to catch up to the future. Politicking is releasing currently some of the records from the worldwide. It's not the West Kept Secret. The World Wide Web is on the lost tapes, and also Illiterate in partnership with Cleopatra Records dropped in 2019. Shout out E40, Angela Manzetti on my first single called I Think I Love You. You got hot shit coming. I ain't tripping on them old ass records with that weird ass nigga on them.
That's my, see,
that
that's
nigga
what it is.
Growing up, I was confused. My mama was eating pussy.
Oh, man. That spot of lope right there. That's him speaking his mind.
No, that's Curtis Jackson. Curtis Jackson said that. He said, growing up, I was confused. My mama was eating pussy.
Oh, man. And
you
what's crazy was... Oh, yeah, I heard that line.
Heard
it was on... Yeah.
Yeah, so don't say that spotted low. Who is that now? That's 50 Cent.
Oh, no. I'm not saying you quoted that.
Let me ask you a question. I know. I'm just an asshole. Check me out. What does it mean for individuals to say they was growing up confused seeing the same sex like each other? What are they saying about their own sexuality?
Oh, see, possibly going both ways.
Yeah, if you're confused about... seeing the same sex interact with each other, then you're not sure. I mean, what is, you're expressing confusion. I don't know what being confused means. You know, I find it ironic because we all, as an audience, sit back and watch him be very aggressive and tease people like Puff Daddy about their sexuality on a constant basis. He's very bold about being boisterous, about throwing shadows of suspicion on Puff Daddy's sexuality. For reasons that I don't feel compare, he says he thinks Puff Daddy is suspect because he offered to take him shopping. I seen 50 take a gang of niggas shopping. I also watch 50 get his back and his muscles oiled by men over and over again every night. You tell me which is more suspect. I saw 50, you saw 50, you on the couch telling a homosexual man he promised not to have anal sex anymore. If you listen to the Getting My Loc on record, you hear him on the beginning of the record saying, I promise not to do it anymore. At that point, he was talking about letting Vivica Fox penetrate him orally with in his anus. They said, 50, Vivica was here. You're a gangster, bro. And she said, you're gay. Why would she say that? He said, oh, no, because I let her have sex in my asshole. She thinks I'm gay. I promise not to do it anymore.
All I gotta say,
you can catch it on Getting My Loc on all digital platforms. Spotted Loc,
Future,
Vivica Fox,
yeah,
and Curtis Jack. Yeah, you just played it. But y'all hear what he's saying, my nigga.
And one thing I want to say too, Loc, is when we talked about this issue, I think we talked about what we was talking about on the show before, the ones we had before. And one thing a lot of people say, you always want to discredit you, but I never known you to tell any lies.
I refuse to tell a lie, my nigga. For what? Nigga, get too far by keeping it real. I'm not no kid, my nigga. I do not need any more of my success than I have already achieved. I am going to live a life of a legend in a right to where I'm satisfied with trying to accomplish anything by expressing myself to be anything more than I actually am. Of course, as humans, we are always trying to strive to do better and reach higher heights and reach new goals. So I'm not saying that, but I don't have to put no extras on nothing, my nigga. I don't even want no credit for being nothing that I'm not. I would prefer to turn in my actual resume and get my due props. I don't want to have to feel like I got props that I haven't earned, my nigga. That's no fun to me, my nigga. And I like to be able to repeat the same thing I told you the last time I said it, so I just keep it to what I actually know instead of making something up. I mean, it's one thing to have a problem with somebody and want to talk bad about them. That's okay. But to be specific enough to claim I watched this man get his muscles oiled and massaged by men over and over again in front of a crowd of people and not be worried about be it come out to be called a lie, my nigga. That speaks for itself. There's a certain shit, my nigga. It was a whole bunch of people seeing this shit every night.
And I'm also want to say, I also want to say, because I also follow you on IG. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say you have one of the most entertaining Instagram pages out there. I just gotta give your props on that, because let me see what Locus saying, because you be having me weak, bro.
Hey, because you know what, the perspective, man. You know, people like to, you know, give you what they want to give you. And then when you just keep it real, I mean, I know I'm slightly changing the lyric, but the nigga said growing up I was confused, my mama was eating pussy. That's basically what he said, my nigga. So that's the perspective I put on it. If I'm going to stretch your words, that's as far as I'm going to stretch them. You told us your mama was on pussy, and I've had you confused. That's how we look at it, my nigga. You feel me? And what other type of, please tell me this. Wherever have you found in the history of thugism, gangsterism, rapism, manism, you find a gangster comfortable announcing to the world he funded the investigation into a murder? What's fly about that? What's cool about that? What's acceptable about that in the public platform? The only thing that proves is there are no standards and anything goes, my nigga. When you go look at the Wankster video, and then you go look at this nigga standing next to the coochie popping champagne, you can't tell me you thought that was the same nigga.
Yeah, because
sitting on that couch,
I actually get a lot of my news. Oh, go ahead. I was like, go ahead. I ain't mean to cut you off.
About him sitting on the couch, promising not to engage in homosexual activity anymore, as he calls it, because the man said, why did she call you gay? He brought up the activity that he thought that they was engaged in that made him gay, and then he promised not to do it anymore. So is that the guy that you saw in the Get Rich or Die Trying album?
Yeah, I would say that he changed,
Nigga get along, sit on the love seat with Fat Joe, but can't mediate his problems with his son. I seen Fat Joe call this nigga 1,000,000 faggots, my nigga. Snitches and faggots. He made a living off of calling this nigga snitches and faggots for a decade. Now they BFFs. After we also seen Fat Joe swear by the fact that it's a gay mafia in hip hop. Fuck they got going on.
And it's crazy how you brought that up, because when I looked at your page, like, you was the, when I first saw the whole thing with Young Buck, I saw it on your page. I was like, oh, man, I know Woke about to go in, man. I was like, oh, shit.
Mom, you know, it's like, you know, God is good, because for months leading up to those incidents, I had made quite a few efforts to mediate with Young Buck through quite a few people we both knew, just because I saw he was making a strong effort to affiliate himself with people that he felt like mattered out here on my side. And I knew he didn't matter enough for me to have issues with any of these individuals. So I was calling myself being a bigger guy and being wise enough to try to reach out and mediate any issues we may have, even though I felt like he was totally undeserving of my friendship. But this nigga and his arrogance turned down all my efforts. And then shortly thereafter, we find out he had the boy fetish. That was real. That was ironic. That was extremely ironic.
Wow,
the creator moves him on my behalf in that fashion. You know, I was raised to hear about the creator universe sending 300 men to go to war against 300,000. You know, when they get there, he just tell them to blow their horns, and all the whole city just crumbled. So, you know, David whooped Goliath with a slingshot. So just call me David, my nigga.
And his whole image took a hit. I mean, that's just me being 100, because we talked about this on the shows prior. Like, that man going to have to probably get every opportunity.
But these niggas are so confused. Like, Curtis is confused. His mama kissing a bitch. Young Buck is so confused. He got caught with his hand in a cookie jar. Every television show is not a television show if it doesn't have a gay element. Every hip-hop-driven television show is dying to have a transvestite gay on it. And this nigga's too scared to go get his money. And we already know you like this shit, nigga. I can see if it was a suspicion thing, nigga. You already on TV fucking the boy pussy. Nigga, go get your money. They'll pay you to go get the rest of your money, nigga. You're not going to trick nobody into thinking you don't like it, my nigga. We saw you. We heard you on the phone pleading with the lover. That was your lover. There's no other way. The punk said, I don't trust that. That nigga Buck said, how could you not? Anytime a motherfucker tell you, I don't trust what you're telling me, and your response is, how could you not? That's, you're stating that we have built trust up amongst one another.
And that was the part that got me.
Boss. You know he don't want to fight cook-up boss, but he talked to him like he's so tough. But every time he get on the phone with this boy with the wig, he talking like he's in love. Why he don't want to beat up that boy? That's the boy that's telling you, exposing you. Why he don't call that boy out to a fight?
I can also say, too, that the punk even said that, and then all of a sudden he retracted the statement, and he said that him and Young Buck are friends, they would do a song together. I'm like, Buck, you might as well just jump on the wave.
Bro, you know all that was, man. Real nigga, look, you know anybody can say anything about any real nigga. So if a motherfucker came out their ass talking about a real nigga like that, he's not even finna respond or pay no attention to that shit. I knew when that nigga did that first video talking about, look at here, man. I don't know what y'all thought. I ain't got no problem with no gay people. I knew he was guilty right then. And you know what else I find ironic? He all of a sudden he's super crip. And then we find him going through all these stressful situations where he's being recorded. This nigga don't say cuz, crip, neighborhood one time. Don't you know when you call the niggas out for fights and shit and you mad and all that? Even when you try to be on your best behavior, you accidentally say cuz once or twice. Where the crippin' at? You know what? Somebody told me when you give a good interview, you cause the person interviewing you to say, you just said that almost every question.
I was like, man. And one thing when you see when you drop the diss record off, Get My Loke on, for a record to really hit, it got to speak factuals. And anybody that can just go ahead and look in the background of what you're saying, there's no denying. The truth hits.
Well, can you explain to me where, what, how, when it's cool to throw your homie Tony Yayo in the bushes like that? Did you see how rough it was with the second effort? He kind of like lost balance and regrouped and then gave him a second extra dump to like to mark him out just extra hard. How you do your best buddy like that in front of the whole world?
That's crazy. Because at first, I didn't even know that was even legit.
See the first time he went live in front of the world and they asked him about me and his other artists? Did you see his natural reaction when he told the fans they didn't know how to ask good questions? And told them how myself and his other artists didn't have interesting music out.
Yeah, it was very condescending.
Oh, man, it was extremely distasteful. I've never seen a CEO in any industry represent their product so backwards. I often hear people give him the acclimate of being a good businessman when I've seen him make ignorant business moves. I'm the chosen one, himself. And he mishandled me. When I came around him, the whole world heard him constantly crying about Game and his loyalty. And then he was blessed with the most loyal to ever hit the industry, period. And then he turned around and be disloyal to me. How dare he? Woe be unto thou, Babylon has fallen. Dead homies right there. They say don't go to war till you get your buddy right. Got my buddy right. That's all I would say, dead homies. Shout out Cleopatra Records.
And you actually was one of the people that actually jumped on that internet wave too, man. Like, how's that coming in terms of reaching out to new people?
Internet wave. When that nigga Curtis Jackson met me, he used to look over my shoulder and be at awe at the fact that I was on the computer and being in direct touch with my fans. That's why I don't respect him for another reason, because, like, you know, he taught me about private jets and overseas, and I give him them props. But I taught him about interacting with his fans on the internet.
but he'd like to change history. You don't give me my simple props. What do it cost to give his man his simple props? You know, things he turned me on to life, I'm appreciative in. I'm appreciative for. But the things I turned him on to, he obviously appreciates them because he can't let them go, but he don't acknowledge who turned them on to it. That nigga used to call everybody in the room and say, oh, shit, look, y'all, that's dope. Spider's talking to his fans right now, B. They're responding. You go do your time frame and realize when SpiderLoke.com was established, and then you realize when 50 Cent got active on the internet. I'm his G homie with this internet shit. That's why I feel so comfortable trolling this bitch ass. Nigga, I was the first troll, nigga. I was the first nigga on my website keeping it honest about these rappers because I knew Lil Weenie shit about them. Think I'm talking to 12 people in my little forum on my website, and next thing I know, they was going to Dove CNN, allhiphop.com, and saying Spider dissed the legend. This shit been going on since way back then. He didn't know nothing about it. He just now happy. He should have stayed his ass up there politicking with Lee Daniels and the executives. Nigga, why he down here on this free highway with the starving motherfuckers? Fuck up out of here, nigga. This crip. G-Unit crip, that is. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, that's fucked up, though. That shit's bad, though, my nigga. I'm just a good nigga, my nigga. I'm just loyal to the soil. All I know how to do is stay down. He said he had a G-Unit, my nigga. So I brought the G shit to the table because couldn't handle it.
And that shows also the connection that you can build with your base, because not a lot of rappers were really doing that. Like what you was doing before, like connecting with your base directly, because you usually had to speak to an assistant or a manager.
Yeah,
to be direct,
exactly,
like that, it brings your music to more. It makes you not only more humble, but brings that authenticity back.
Right. Right. I know I probably kind of took over your interview, but my time is
limited. Oh, you good?
Oh, I got until like 8 o'clock, and I got to get up out of here, my nigga.
Yeah, we.
So if you want anything specific you want to cover, I want to give the floor back over to you because I know I kind of started driving. I apologize.
Now you good, man? I mean, we appreciate you taking this time to join us, man. But if I could leave you with two more questions, man. Like, I want to know. About the movie Parole with Master P and Raj and what's happening. Like, how did you even get aware of that?
Oh, man, I want to shout out Dino. I'm not sure what Dino is right now, but he was affiliated with Sal Martino. You know what's another thing special about that movie that people don't realize? DeMar DeRozan, NBA All-Star. His father is in the opening scene of that movie with me. His father, Frank, walked me out. And when I was going to the parole board, his father played the security guard. But anyway, I was just blessed. I was hired as the actor to be in the film. And Master P actually owed an appearance to the director of the film. And he came and he looked out for the director of the film. Raj was hired on by the director. That day I met Master P, I also met DeMar DeRozan, and I met Lil Romeo. And Master P gave me a set of rims that cost $15,000 that somehow I had to do an insurance claim on down the line. I got $10,000 more. And I sold the motherfuckers for $5,000. So Master P is equivalent to one of the realest niggas I ever met in the industry. So I met him for less than an hour or so and touched about 40 bands. So that was a good experience, man. That movie Parole ended up in Redbox. Shout out Sal Martino. Everybody affiliated with the film. I didn't realize that it was going to be such a monumental part of my career. But that movie, I got off a motherfucking plane in Europe, and the bootlegger had that movie.
Yeah, because that trailer had me dying, man. I mean, that alone was so hilarious. Because, and then also your facial expressions too, when Raj was spazzing out on you. That was good
acting. Right. Off of that scene when he spazzed out on me, he actually landed a role with the creator of the Halloween series. The creator from the Halloween movies saw his performance at that table and offered him a role in a movie based on that he actually shot. Ernest Thomas. He was a very humble man too. I appreciated working with him. I had a very uncomfortable time in that movie trying to do the sex scene with the older lady. She realized that I was being uncomfortable. She like took me in a private room and like just put my hands all over her private parts. It was like,
You just got to get comfortable. You can do it. So she just like let me grope her. And then like when it got time to get back to the performance, I still couldn't quite get it. We ended up having to shoot our scenes kind of separate. But I had a lot of fun shooting that movie, man.
Yeah, I would definitely would. I'm going to definitely check that whole thing in its entirety. It's just that it's just hard to get a lot of underground hood flicks like that.
Oh, yeah, it's not what you expect. It stands a good looking, man. Check it out. And they really rushed me, man. I held up my studio session. I gotta get in this booth.
All right, man. It was good chopping it up with you. And I also want to send a shout-out to Pittsburgh Pat for making this connection.
Right
man.
On
we
Pittsburgh
love you,
Pat. Yeah, the whole murder mob, man. That was love. I appreciate it. I'm out here getting my local on, available on all digital platforms. The Lost Tapes available on all digital platforms. Politicking is popping on all digital platforms. And Illiterate coming up top of the year. Shout out Cleopatra Records and everybody we fucking with right now. We getting money. It's a Baymac movement. Be about your money at all costs. It's Spider-Loc-Most Eastie at all social media. The Black Box Podcast coming at you real soon.
There you go. There you have it. Salute to you for taking the time and chop it up with us, bro.
Likewise.
Why? Yeah, you're definitely welcome back. If you have any other projects you want to come, this time I will have the Move team on deck. So that was Spider-Loc. And we up out of here. Tune in to Off the Cuff Radio tomorrow night at the regular scheduled time on Friday night, 9 p.m., 6 Pacific, 8 Central Time. We're going to have Freeway Ricky Ross on board. So big shout out to Spider-Loc. Big shout out to the Off the Cuff Radio team. And I'm out of here. Peace.